Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brought to you by Paulson's Construction. No change at the top of the leaderboard at the British Open as Ireland's Shane Lowry continues to hold on to a one-shot lead over JB Holmes and a two-shot lead over a pair of fan favorites, England's Lee Westwood and Tommy Fleetwood, each of whom are right now tied for third place at 7-under par. Quite a few big names will be missing the cut at this year's British Open. That group includes Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Jason Day, Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy, and Gary Woodland, all of whom right now are well below the cut line, which currently sits at 1-over par. Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh met with reporters for a wide-ranging media session that took place earlier today at the Big Ten's Media Days in Chicago. Among the topics that Harbaugh would touch on, a possible game against a yet-to-be-revealed opponent that will take place outside the country. Jordan Zimmermann looks to win his first game of the season as he leads the Tigers against the Toronto Blue Jays in tonight's opener of that three-game weekend series at Comerica Park. Toronto will counter with right-hander Marcus Stroman, who could be making his last start as a member of the Blue Jays. First pitch at 7:10, right here on the ticket. Stroman is reportedly being targeted by a number of contenders, including the New York Yankees, the Houston Astros, and the Los Angeles Dodgers, for a possible deal before the trading deadline arrives at the end of the month. By the way, a pair of Tigers pitchers, Shane Green and Matthew Boyd, according to the MLB Network's John Paul Morosi, the latest targets of the Minnesota Twins. The Twins looking for a way to bolster their rotation and their pitching staff because the Cleveland Indians right now breathing down their necks. The Indians just four games behind the Twins in the battle for first place in the Central Division. At the Ticket Update Desk, I'm Tony Ortiz, and no, Indianapolis doesn't count as foreign soil. For more, go to 971theticket.com.
It's foreign soil to Michigan fans.
Stop it. I already told you it's in your bust.
I'm not going to throw the person who initially suggested that under the bus, but
it was me, Evan Jenkins.
Thank you. That was a great
line. Of course
line.
It was EJ.
And by the way, it's not foreign to Jim since he played there. It's just foreign to everybody else in that program.
It's foreign to Wolverines.
Well, the great thing about
current
it is Wolverines. Nobody heard that, but Evan was behind me when I was reading this story, and he made the comment, and I just almost cracked up. It's like,
hey. I wasn't behind him. I was to the side. Let's not take that the
whatever. Wrong. You were behind me in eyesight. Let me put it that way.
Well, fairness, it's not foreign to Spartan fans, so what can I say?
No, it's not. No, we're familiar.
That was a good liner, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I got him all day, man.
Yeah. You like how
you
I followed
up
on that
I
too?
Knock him down.
I hit it out.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
I like Harbs. He's enjoyable.
You love Harbs because every year he's there, it's less and less success.
Although no, they've been very successful. They're Big Ten.
They just haven't beaten the teams that they want to beat to make themselves feel good.
I can't say they've been very successful because in every
co-champs, dude. Yeah. Go champs.
Most meaningful games, they've lost them all.
T-shirts, Dan. They got T-shirts.
And who's got it better than us? I don't know, everybody?
No, only like Wisconsin, Iowa,
Northwestern,
Ohio State, Nebraska, Penn State. That's all the teams that have made it to the championship game, right?
At least Rutgers doesn't have it better than us.
Actually, Rutgers has beaten Michigan.
Yeah, that was before Harbaugh.
The only Big Ten teams to have,
way before Harbaugh.
Just saying.
I know you're just saying. Into your bus, man.
Facts are facts, Dan. Facts are facts.
You can't dispute facts, man.
You know Michigan State hasn't lost to Rutgers in football?
Wow.
I don't know if that's an accomplishment.
That's incredible.
I know of a team in the state that has. That's all I'm saying. Sorry, I got to get it out now.
It's done?
Oh, Evan.
No, it's not. You know what? I'll come back at one.
Okay.
You got more? I can't say anything.
Oh, he won't stop. He won't stop.
It's... Like, I'm the supposed Michigan slap, but I'm almost done with this guy.
No, you don't have to be done, Dan. It just takes time. D'Antonio didn't win right away.
Oh, yeah.
It took time. It does. It's a process.
Years. Back-to-back 11-win seasons, Rose Bowl. I don't care if you lost 100-0. You still went there.
Right, but if Jim does it this year, everything's forgiven, everything's good, and everything's gravy. You know what I mean?
If he does it this year, I'll be very happy. But if he doesn't, what's the point?
You know what? Gator, this is coming a lot for me. Over the last few months, I've managed to befriend a couple of Michigan Wolverines.
That's very, very good for you.
Like John Jansen, I wanted to hate more than anything.
You can't.
I like the guy. He's a nice guy.
He's a great guy.
I met Bredesen, right?
Yeah.
super nice kid. And I told him before I left, I said, I hope you guys lose every single game, but I hope you play well and get drafted high.
That's nice.
Well, that was so noble of you, Evan.
It was very. He was a very, very nice kid. So I'm going to root for him this year. I just hope that they
lose. I'll piggyback off that. The other day, I met the mother of one of the players from Michigan's baseball team, and I was at the vet, and she had her dog there as well. And
I thought you were in Philly at the stadium.
No, the veterinarian's office, taking the lovely lowest.
The old vet.
And I was waiting. I was talking with her and found out that her son plays baseball at Michigan and was drafted. And I wish him the best of luck. And I will. And I'm going to follow the kid. And I hope he does great because spent time with his mom. And his mom was awesome.
Yeah, I don't want Spartans to die in fiery plane crashes. I just don't want him to win anything. But I'll root for the kids.
See, it's the same thing
here. What else did you and his mom talk about? This sounds interesting.
What do you want? What do you want?
I don't know. What's her dating life like?
Well, she's married.
So you didn't get the phone number then?
No, I wasn't looking for digits, Evan. I was looking to pass the time while I was waiting for the vet to come out and see my dog.
You get her Snapchat?
Instagram?
I don't know if... first of all, I don't
Dan
have...
knows all about moms.
Well, okay. This is true. Dan does know about moms.
I'm a big mom guy.
Whose mom around here have you hung out with lately?
I haven't seen Rieger's mom in a while.
She broke up with you, I heard.
No, she still loves me, but she's very busy. I did run into
very busy.
I ran into someone over at WWJ's mom. I'm trying to remember.
Dude, if you ever even talk to my mom, I'm punching you.
That's not very nice, Evan. I'm a very nonviolent guy.
Yeah,
I'm great with parents.
I am very violent, and I will punch.
But you'll punch me.
It's a warning shot. He's letting you know right now. Stay away from his mom. His mom's is off limits.
Just good with the peeps, what can I say?
And then just to come full circle, I had no problem with what Jimmy said. Everybody talked about herbs. Every single person.
Yeah, why can't he say it when he's there?
Well, he probably did. We just didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, but why is he saying it now?
You don't think the people
we definitely paid attention
paid
to
attention
him.
If he had
Come
said
on,
something
Evan.
Similar to that.
It's not like
earlier.
He came out on his own. It was an interview. Look, give the guy a break.
Right. I'm not mad at him. I like Jim Harbaugh. He's comes on
coach
the stage
amp,
once a week.
Dude, give him a break.
No coach amps.
He didn't back down from it today.
No, not at all. He stood by what he said. That's actually, one thing
I
appreciate about him.
Actually, he did stand by it. And then, because, I mean, you said earlier that he wouldn't answer the question, but Tony had the cut where he kind of did. And he just said, well, I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's been discussed.
He just kind of glossed over it, though. He wasn't like, he's like, you double down.
I think kind of did double down.
I think so, too. And what I really appreciate about him is he stands by everything he says.
He
firmly believes every last thing he says. And I like that. He's not just throwing smoke out there throw smoke.
No, he does. And listen, I want to make sure that it doesn't seem like I don't like Jim Harbaugh. I do.
You
I respect
just said
him.
That. You don't like Jim Harbaugh.
But I don't like the lack of success under Jim Harbaugh with all the other external nonsense. Pope meetings are great.
All right, what
That's
if the
trips to South Africa are great?
Here we go. You say it's Indy or bust. Let's say they beat Ohio State, but don't go to Indy.
I was thinking about that. No.
Really?
How about this?
Wait. No what?
How about this? Well, if they
beat Ohio State, but don't go to Indy,
no.
Then.
They ruin Ohio State season.
That means no what?
How could you beat Ohio State and not go to Indy?
Well, because Michigan State's going to be really good. You don't know what Penn State's going to be.
Is Michigan State going to be really good?
I keep thinking that. That's great.
They got an 8.7% chance to win the Big Ten. I'm just saying.
Right, because those percentages are so sure shot.
No,
right
they're
now.
Not. But how about this? This is the scenario I was thinking about. Let's say Michigan is undefeated to Ohio State, and they lose to the Buckeyes at home, and that costs them Indy. I'm still out.
You're a nutball.
You can't.
You're an absolute
nutball. If they're
nutball.
Undefeated and they lose to the Buckeyes under Ryan, it's a new day.
Yeah. And let's say that they get to the college football playoff with that one loss because it was a close game.
Well, that's fine. But I'm saying if they can't get
but
to the
But they didn't go to Indy.
Well, you know what I mean when I say Indy or bust. CFP is still fine. I mean, the goal is the CFP. But my point is they've got to get to the chance. Not even win it, just the chance to win the Big Ten. Now they'll probably beat a team from the West.
But if they're undefeated going into that Ohio State game, don't they have the chance to win the Big Ten?
Right, but if they lose to the Buckeyes, then that's 0-5
Coach
against
Hamps, dude,
Ohio
2
State?
Years in a row.
I got to tell you, Dan, you're giving me more reason to want Michigan to fail to get to Indy this year because here's what I
want
to hear.
You want to fail every year.
Of course I do. I want to hear you say on the air, Michigan has to fire. They got to fire Jim Harbaugh. He's got to go. He's got to go.
Well, you know they're not going
not
to.
Done. They should fight. No, I know they're not going to. But this is what you're saying is they should if they don't win. If they don't get to Indy, you say, I'm done. And I said, well, what does that mean, I'm done?
It means he's got to go. I'm done with him. They should move on. I'm done. I've said it on air for weeks now. I'm done.
I can't wait to hear those words come out of your mouth if Michigan doesn't make the it to Indy.
They freaking better. And then this Gator, if they don't, and there's questions about the defense, but there's a lot of talent there.
I got questions about that offense. I don't know why everybody's thinking that offense is going to be the greatest thing in the world.
Nico Collins, come on, Tariq Black. There's no Tru Wilson will be a fine running back.
I'm sorry, didn't one of those guys hurt?
Yeah, but they're going to be okay. Fine. Josh Gad is coming in. No, too many cooks in the kitchen.
Who's running?
Tru Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Why are you so confident in Gattis, by the way? Never called a play football game.
I knew you were going to say that. This is let me tell you why. So either did Kyle Shanahan till he did. Either did Bill Walsh till he did. Gattis comes from a great pedigree.
Oh, so now he's Bill Walsh?
No, stop that. He's a scheme-wise, the guy's very, very smart.
How do you know?
Because he's talked about football scheme, and it makes sense.
Okay, well, there's talking heads on ESPN that talk football day.
Evan, this is the point.
By the way, every coach... It's ever coached college football will sound great.
And they know they football know better football. Than the next
This
guy.
Is another reason. Jim Harbaugh last year, there were way too many cooks in the kitchen. Everyone's drawing
it
up
plays.
It was
only him.
Yeah, but there was no offensive coordinator.
Him.
He took advice from everybody. This year, he's backed away, similar to what Matt Patricia, I think, did with getting Bevel, now putting his paws in the Jim Bob Cooter system, which caused a lot of problems. If Gattis runs the offense and Harbaugh can just be in charge of the general, you know, disposition of the team, I think the offense is going to be much more consistent.
Dude, it's not like Gattis came from Middle Tennessee and was running an unbelievable offense.
No, but he came from Bama. And I listen.
Yeah, he came from Bama, the greatest program in college football, maybe history.
Ever.
So, I mean, you have to put a little stock into Nick Saban.
And how many offensive coordinators have they had at Alabama over the last 10 years?
Nussmeier did suck at Michigan. That was one season.
They have a million of them. They just keep cycling through them because every team that has a college football head coaching opening seems to think that that's a place you go to get your next coach.
Well, it's not a bad idea.
Take flavor of the month over from Alabama.
And I know people will say, well, you know, Belichick is nothing without Brady, et cetera. Belichick is the reason that, like,
yes, and Saban's the reason
now
Alabama.
Bill Belichick.
No,
what is this guy talking about?
This is D'Antonio boy. I just feel like this year, with the way everything sets up, I know that they lost some talent on defense, but there's just no way you can't win all three of those home games. They're not going to lose to Army. They're not going to lose to Wisconsin.
Army took Oklahoma to overtime,
dude. They did, but Army is not going into the Big House and beating Michigan. And if they're undefeated to that Michigan State game, now that's in November, they need to run the table.
Well, they do have, the bye week before Michigan State again, I think?
Yeah. Well, how about this? Notre Dame's in October. No first or second game, there's no preseason in college football. State's in mid-November. You have no excuses. You have to win all those three games, win at least 10 or 11, and get to Indy. Bottom line.
Thanks, Evan.
Undefeated. Never Evan. Lost. Evan loves trolling me.
Evan's spicing things up again. It's a lot of fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.